Zazening is being vulnerable. This moment. Being vulnerable as this moment as is. This is life death. Our life death. Truthfully, none of us wants this. We may even often notice not wanting this, despite the truth, the fact that it is who we are and what we want. This is being seeing the emptiness of all the five conditions that we always are in the midst of ongoing changing. That's the Heart Sutras reminding us. This is how and why practice is so simple, is so liberating, relieving suffering, relieving harming. And yet, this is also how and why practice is so difficult. Zazen, Sesshin, enables us, supports us, encourages us to be this moment that we are, this moment changing, ongoing changing, and to notice, to practice, to make the effort in the midst of all sorts of self-centeredness, the myriad self-centerednesses which arise in sitting upright, being still, arise in the midst of all ordinary activity of daily life. So we are all in Sesshin, all life death Sesshin, which is ordinary, everyday life. And we can do Sesshin, which is right now Zazening, in formal Sesshin, such as starting Wednesday evening, and we can do Sesshin throughout our life, each moment, each Zazening moment. What we may discover is that we despise being vulnerable. We don't like it. Discovering this in our self-centeredness, as our self-centeredness, and we discover it especially in holding to reactive habits of dreaming life, habits of reacting to circumstances which occur so-called to me or so-called to the world, because of me, because of others. We discover this moment, we could say over and over, despite the fact that all we must do as our life is to just be this, that we are never other than, just be this moment. However this moment reveals itself, unfolds, manifests. Despite the fact that that's all it is, this moment, that's what the Heart Sutra brings up. No hindrance. No hindrance, therefore no fear. Far beyond deluded thoughts. And yet, if we discover that we're disturbed by things, troubled and upset about events that occur, whether so-called others doing, whether so-called my doing, so-called the universe's doing, we discover we are reacting to so-called inside circumstances or outside circumstances, circumstances being feelings, events, things, etc. If we believe the disturbance, that we are disturbed by it, believe the reactive thoughts, emotions, feelings that we're caught up in, believing is being caught up in, we believe because of, or in relation to, or this, when this occurs, then right here, right there is hindrance. Right there, we can sense fear if we're attentive. Right there, if you want to say it, is the root seed of fear and hindrance. And what does it hinder? It hinders our being this life moment that we are. And this hindrance disturbs us, and it unfortunately results in us and others doing things which create harm and suffering, whether it's harm and suffering to ourselves or to others. Nevertheless, this hindrance, these disturbances, are wonderful practice reminders if we can make use of it, when we make use of it as an opportunity of noticing, reacting to this or that, to reacting in believing certain things about self, others, about should, shouldn't. And those are just reminders and supports to be this moment experiencing, which is exactly who we are, being just this moment, is being this moment as is, experiencing ourselves, if I say it in that way, experiencing just as you are, inside, outside, this universe. That's the simplicity of Zazeni. It's experiencing. And that's also the difficulty of Zazen, experiencing, because it's in the midst of habits which we sometimes believe or are caught up in without even noticing, of picking and choosing amongst this stream of reality, this body-mind reality, this body-mind universe, picking and choosing the waves of thoughts and feelings and beliefs that we want or don't want, that should be or shouldn't be, or that should be other than the waves of therein about those events, thereby that event, that person, therefore, what I heard, what I thought, what I saw, what I didn't see, what he did, what she did, what I did. See, we live in the midst of this ongoing changing impermanence, this not to, not self universe, not self other, not self world. Despite the fact that we want to make those stories self, other, world. Despite the fact that we have a story of how I am, you are, how you are or are not, how you should be or shouldn't be, how I should be or should not be. It's not as you think you are, or feel you are, or feel you are not, much less as should be or shouldn't be, nor as others are or are not. Those dreams are fine. We can hold on to those thoughts and have trouble, or we could notice them. Be this experience in life. far beyond deluded thoughts. So, let us continue this endless sesshin, this life-death sesshin of everyday life, and do what supports us in Zazen, in manifesting this experiencing life and serving this moment as needed. Thank you.